Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Gary, Rami, and Sparky have been going at it for 3 hours, but haven't crashed and burned yet.
Well, it's the big show.
It's time for the guys to reset the big topics from today's big show and let you pick a lane.
Pick a Lane, brought to you by the legendary Great Lakes Dragaway in Union Grove, where the 2018 racing season continues. Go to GreatLakesDragaway.com for the season schedule, daily track updates, and to purchase discounted ticket packages.
It is that time here on the Wendy's Big Show, where along with the one and only Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, former Packer and Badger running back Gary Ellerson, with Anthony Mandela and intern mother plucker on the other side of the board, I'm Rami Makhlouf. We'll talk with Eric Name of the Athletic Wisconsin on the Bucks beat for them, from Wendy's Big Show intern to on the Bucks beat for the Athletic Wisconsin.
He's in Charlotte.
He'll join us coming up at 5:35 from Charlotte, where the Bucks tip off the season tonight. Between now and then, here's what you're picking from. Right lane, do you think it's easier to put together a Super Bowl roster in today's NFL? And the left lane, we want your Bucks predictions, 414-799-1250, or you can tweet us at 1057FMTheFan. Gary, I never got to address your concerns. I don't know if I'd even call them a concern, but your points about this new NFL earlier, because all hell broke loose with Wade Miley being pulled after one batter. But the case you were making before is, with all the rules that the NFL has instilled to make it so easy to play offense, tell me if I'm getting this wrong or if I'm leaving anything out, that it's sort of leveled the playing field to where a team like the Packers, who have a lot of holes on their roster, and teams around the NFL who have a lot of holes on their roster, are in contention and are legit Super Bowl contenders. So that you're saying that these new rules and today's style of play has made it easier to win a Super Bowl. Did I miss anything?
Yeah,
did I miss
conspiracy? Like, right. Doesn't it? I mean, listen. I mean, I think the Bears got a shot. You don't think so?
No.
Yeah, they do.
No, I don't.
Yeah.
They're not there yet.
Yeah. No, they have a shot. In the new NFL, they have a shot to get to the playoffs. And once they get to the playoffs, who knows what will happen.
See, I don't think that the parity is as widespread as you do, and the Bears are a perfect example, a team that looks very good right now, and that defense obviously looks like one of the better ones in the NFL. But as the season plays out, I think that the true cream will rise to the top of the NFL. It always plays out that way. We always overreact to everything going on around the league at this point in the season, and then it plays out in large part the way that we thought it would when the season started. I don't think this season is any different. So that's the original point I wanted to make. There's certainly, though, more parity now than there was in the past. I mean, you look at the dynasty of the Steelers in the 70s. You had the 49ers and the Bears in the 80s. You had the 49ers, Cowboys in the 90s. They were eating up the vast majority of Super Bowls throughout those decades, and you don't really see that anymore. So there's no arguing that parity is more widespread than it's been, even though I don't think it's as widespread as you think it is, Gary. But my question is that a bad thing? To you, Sparky, and to you, Gary, is that a bad thing that more NFL fan bases and more markets are interested deeper into the season because their team has a legit shot?
Right, and that's why baseball should continue to expand their postseason to get 8 teams in from each league.
No.
Why not?
No. Go ahead and level the playing field somehow if you want, so that more teams have a chance.
But I thought you said it was all about having more fan bases interested longer in the season.
No, this is going. You're making me contradict myself.
That's right.
Which is fine. Gary Woo-hoo! Says when you talk for 4 hours a day, 5 days a week, you're going to contradict yourself.
So
I don't mind doing
it. That's as easy as it comes, right there.
Because you're cheapening the playoffs.
Because baseball is your sport. So yeah, I knew that would hit home.
You're cheapening the Major League Baseball playoffs. And making the playoffs in Major League Baseball means more than it does in other sports.
Okay,
at this
but then
point.
Does it mean less in the NFL now with the way it's structured?
What do you mean? What does it mean less?
Does it mean less now when your team is 8-8 or 9-7, knowing now how the NFL is structured? If you get on that run and there are no dynasties to beat, there are no super teams necessarily to beat. Now, this is the argument I mean, if you go flip it and you start talking about contradicting, right? This is what people are screaming about with the NBA. This sucks. Golden State. Yeah. How is anybody ever going to beat Golden State? Wherever LeBron goes with his stars, this is ruining the NBA. That's what they scream. Yeah, the NBA ratings just go up, 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 up. International explosion around the world. They're just blowing up right
now.
That's true. Major League Baseball, on the other hand, their numbers are coming down this year, and they've seen a backwards trend in numbers over the last 3 or 4 years. Football, I don't know if they're going up or down. I think they're kind of leveled off, maybe coming back a little
bit. This year, NFL ratings?
Yeah.
Up.
Up this year.
Yeah.
Scoring is king. I mean, I think that's really what it is at the end of the day. I think if you have parity, which they are trying to have, and then if you have a lot of high scoring and a lot of excitement that goes along with it, people like touchdowns, then you're in. And that's why, mark my words, there's going to be more changes in Major League Baseball after this season from the commissioner that focuses on how to score more runs, because they aren't scoring runs in Major League Baseball this year. They're striking out at a stupid rate, and they're going to try and change that, and they're going to say that's why attendance is down, this is why ratings are down, because people don't want to go watch these low-scoring games with a bunch of strikeouts.
So that's the right lane. Is it easier to put together a Super Bowl roster in this new NFL? And I'll throw in the caveat, do you think that's a bad thing? 414-799-1250. You can tweet us at 105.7 FM The Fan. What's happened to the Bucks as we move to the left lane on the show this afternoon, Sparky, is sort of a microcosm of what I think has happened to the Bucks on shows like this, in newspapers, on websites that cover Wisconsin sports. They just, for whatever reason, they just keep getting pushed back, because obviously the Packers are king in this state. The Brewers are doing what they're doing, playing in Game 5 of the NLCS today. But it is time now to talk Bucks on the Wendy's Big Show. They tip off the season tonight in Charlotte. We're going to talk about it with Eric Name coming up at 5:35.
Starting next week, well, maybe, depending on the Brewers are in the World Series,
right?
He'll be on the Big Show every Tuesday at 3:40.
As part of our expanded coverage.
Correct.
So we want to know, how do you think the Bucks will fare this year? 414-799-1250. I'm going to leave Sparky for last, as he is Mr. Buck here on the station and the host of our Bucks postgame show. I'll go first. I think that this team has every chance to come out of the Eastern Conference. I don't know how many people are that high on the Bucks this year as I am. I think they do have every chance to come out of the Eastern Conference. I think a lot of the offseason acquisitions that they made this year sort of fly under the radar, and people don't realize how big an impact they can have. Your Ersan Ilyasovas, your Brook Lopez's. I like the signing of Dante DiVincenzo. Who's the other joker they signed, Sparky, the three-point shooter? Connaughton?
Former Trailblazer.
I think they went into this offseason with the real plan, and that plan started with Mike Budenholzer, who is putting in a system that really spreads things out, that launches a bunch of threes, and is going to really open things up for Giannis. Giannis has been shooting the hell out of the three in the offseason and into the preseason. I really like what Mike Budenholzer is trying to do here. I like the roster that John Horst has assembled around Mike Budenholzer's plans. I just think that it's going to be a work in progress. You're not going to see that thing hit on all cylinders right out of the gates, and they'll run into problems as the season goes on. But I think they'll figure it out, and by the end of the year, we're going to be looking at a 46-47 win team that is going to be a top four seed in the East, and I think they make it to the Eastern Conference Finals. Gary? I'm going to leave you for last.
I know.
Mr. Buck.
No, I got you.
Gary?
Eastern Conference Finals?
I think they make it to the Eastern Conference Finals.
Playing who?
They will play the Boston Celtics.
It's the only team to pick.
I think Philadelphia will be in there. They'll be in the discussion.
Okay.
Okay, what?
Yeah, I get down with that.
Okay, so you're just going to say ditto.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't know enough about the Bucks yet. I mean, you talk about all the new parts, and I just don't know what that's going to look like, the new coach. And, I mean, it feels like it's going to be good. I mean, if you saw Boston play Philly last night, I mean, it just felt like Philly just didn't really get any better. I mean, the players just didn't get any better.
I think they got a little worse.
Yeah, I mean, you just don't know. I mean, it's a long season.
You had that on the other TV?
Huh?
You had that on the other TV?
What?
Boston Philly game?
No, I did not have that on last night. I was intently focused on the Brewers.
That's where I was, yeah.
Oh, were you? Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
it just felt like they didn't get any better.
Who, the Sixers?
Yeah.
What about the Bucks?
I haven't seen him yet.
He hasn't seen preseason yet.
Okay. But you think what I'm saying is possible,
I mean,
or no?
I have seen preseason, but preseason is preseason.
Right.
I mean, I don't know how much you can look at in preseason. No, but, I mean, you've got a new head coach. I mean, you've got some things that need to come together. All the parts. I mean, they should be in the Eastern Conference Final. I mean, I give you that. I think it's Boston's to lose. I think Giannis will show you. I think he'll take a step forward again this year. So he'll show you his greatness. And then I think it's after that. I mean, do they have enough to go beat Boston?
Sparky, hang on to your buck sauce till after a break.
What did you say for wins, Gary?
I didn't say.
Do you want to say? Or are you going to refrain?
Yeah,
I said 46-47.
Is that what you said?
That's what I said.
I think I said 50 last year.
I might still have that in the notes. Hang on one sec. Scroll down to the Bucks. Gary,
I said 45.
You had him at 47.
47.
I had him at 48.
Yeah, give me 49.
49?
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to update these as we do this. So Gary has them at 49.
49.
I'm going to stick with 47. If we got to pick one number, I'm going to stick with 47. We've reset the big topics discussed on today's big show. We're going to make you wait for Sparky's Bucks thoughts with bated breath. And yeah, that's right. Here's what you're picking from, though, in Great Lakes Dragway Pick a Lane. Right lane, do you think it's easier to win a Super Bowl in today's new NFL? And the left lane, your Bucks predictions, 414-799-1250. You can tweet us at 1057FMTheFan. I think the Bucks could make a deep playoff run. Your Brewers are making a deep playoff run. And, Gary, if they go, what, one more round deeper? We're talking about jewelry, my friend. You're talking about jewelry right now.
Yeah, we are. You know what? I'm not this guy who don't like baseball teams. But now if he runs that out, he makes it.
I didn't see the play you're referring to.
And went up the first baseman's arm, and he still got him.
I mean, he runs that. Did he make it?
No, he's out.
Who was running? I wasn't looking at ABC Audio via flat panel at the moment.
I mean, he runs that out. He makes it, man. Come on, dude.
Who are we talking about? Do we know?
Run down first base line, Steve.
I did see it.
Was that Kranitz?
Kratz. Oh, okay, yeah. Kratz. He's old, man.
Yeah,
he's playing catcher, too.
Yeah, he's old. Yeah, he's old.
You know what that's like. Old, bad knees. Yeah. Oh, you ain't running nowhere.
It hurts, dude.
Stop. So you were saying about the jewelry center.
My good friends at Jewelry Center, Dean Murray is the owner located on 76 and Layton Plaza in Brookfield off Blue Mountain Road and Tri-City National Bank Building and a new location in Burlington, Wisconsin. Guys, they're looking to take care of all your jewelry needs. I know everybody needs a jewelry guy. I want a jewelry guy. I'm going to give you mine. His name is Dean Murray. He's a straight shooter. He's going to get you the jewelry that you need. And if he doesn't have it, he can find it for you. If he can't find it, he's got a – what's them Smiths they got in there?
Goldsmith.
Goldsmith, right there on his location, right on the premises. He's the Goldsmith, he got like 4 or 5 like goggles ran around his neck so to make sure he get the look down in there and focus on everything he needs to be focused on. Guys, go check him out. Dean Murray, the Jewelry Center, 76 and Layton Plaza in Brookfield, Blue Mountain Road. Try to see the National Bank Building right there on the second floor at a new location in Burlington, Wisconsin.
World Series tickets will be on sale for season seat holders, a pre-sale coming up on Thursday, tomorrow morning at 10 a.m.
How much
through Sunday. They don't have prices on here.
Oh, okay.
Through Sunday at midnight, I guess it would be, October 21st. And then Wisconsin residents pre-sale starts Monday at October 22nd from 10 a.m. until midnight. And then any tickets left after that that are available will go on sale to everybody else outside of the state on Thursday, October 25th.
I really thought they only did the Wisconsin residents only thing when they were playing the Cubs. I don't know.
No, they did this in the last round too.
Did they?
And this round.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, but the tickets went on sale when they thought playing the Cubs was still a possibility.
Right.
Well, the Wisconsin residents presale happened for the LCS before they played the Rockies.
Oh, did it?
They played the Dodgers. I mean.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Great Lakes Dragway, Pick a Lane rolls right along after this, including Sparky's Bucks predictions and yours here on the Big Show. It's Wendy's Big Show. We're in the midst of Great Lakes Dragway, Pick a Lane. We're going to talk with Eric Name of The Athletic Wisconsin on the Bucks beat for them coming up in just a few minutes at 5:35 right now in the midst of Great Lakes Dragway, Pick a Lane. And here's what you're picking from. Right lane, do you think it's easier to win Super Bowls in this new NFL? And the left lane, your Bucks predictions, 414-799-1250. You can tweet us at 1057FM, The Fan. Big moment in Game 5 of the NLCS just a moment ago. Leadoff runner or leadoff hitter got on in the fourth inning, and top of the order, Manny Machado was up next, and Woodruff induces Machado's second double play ground ball of the afternoon. So now two outs in the bottom of the fourth, and it's Muncy at the plate. Our Blaine's Farm and Fleet baseball postgame show coming up as soon as that game is over. All right, Spark, we've made him wait long enough.
We will not have a postgame after the Bucs game tonight. First postgame of the year will be Friday night after the home opener at the new arena.
How do you see this Bucs season playing out? Are you as optimistic as I am?
You are the most negative. You have the most negative win total that I've seen really from anybody to this point.
Really?
Yeah.
People are thinking higher. Well, I know I had a little exchange with Alex Lazary on Twitter a couple weeks ago. He said 50 wins. And I said, that's a little lofty in my opinion, even though I like everything they've done. That's just, like I said, a new coach, a new system is always a work in progress. This thing ain't going to click right out of the gates.
I've said before, and I'll reiterate it, I don't care what they do in the regular season win total-wise. They need to win a round in the postseason. That's all I care about. I don't care if you're the 2 seed, the 3 seed, or the 4 seed, 5 seed, 6 seed, 7 seed, 8 seed, they're not going to be one. But if they're anywhere from 2 to 8, don't care. You have to win a round. If you don't win a round, then this is just the same old as it was last year. Until you start winning in the postseason, I don't care about the rest of this stuff. It really doesn't matter to me. You have to win in the postseason to really make everything go in the way you want it to go. Make Giannis really want to stay here. You have to make progress there. If you don't make progress there, I don't care about how many wins you have, you know, in January or February. Doesn't matter. But for the sake of this show, I got to have a win total.
Mm-hmm.
52.
All right. Let me update that. Oh, you had 52 last year. I don't need to update it.
Yeah.
How deep can they go?
Yeah, 52. I'm not going anywhere close to finals or anything of the sort.
What?
Because until they show me they can win in the postseason, I'm not setting crazy.
It's a new era, man.
Yeah, okay, well, fine.
It's a different team. Mm-hmm. New head coach.
Sure, yeah.
A lot of new cast of characters.
52 wins, and they lose in the second round.
So okay, that's an improvement.
They win a round. Everybody will be excited. They'll be favored probably to win the second round game, and then they'll lose, and everybody will be pissed off.
That's a huge improvement over last year.
Because Bucks fans can't be happy. So that's how the season will end. Bucks fans will be pissed they didn't win more than one round with 52 wins. But I came up with something else, too.
Okay.
I'm going to get to Eric Name.
All right.
So you know how some people hate this new baseball, right?
Yes.
What the council's doing, bullpenning and all this stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, so we have that.
Get over it.
Then we have other people that don't like the way the NFL is going and how the NFL has changed.
Right.
Correct?
Mm-hmm.
Gary, Bob McGinn, those guys.
Sure, sure.
Don't like how it's changing. Still watching, don't like it. Let me be the first to tell you that I do not like taking 53s in a game. I don't find it entertaining. I don't find it fun to watch. I'm not a fan of it. I understand that's the way the NBA works, but it bores the hell out of me. It just does. It's just so boring. You just walk up, hit a three. Kick it. I mean, that's what they're going to do this year. Just so if you haven't watched, this is what this is going to be.
There's going to be a lot of threes.
Going to be 100 threes, not a lot of else. You'll get a dunk from Giannis every now and again, and just everybody's sitting out on the wings.
Oh, you're going to get your share of Giannis dunks now. Don't worry about that.
But you're going to just have a bunch of people shooting threes. The craziness behind it, John Henson's jacking threes now, right? Mm-hmm. Everybody shoots. Don't care if you're shooting air ball. Just keep shooting and see what happens.
John Henson inactive tonight.
So, shouldn't be on the team. for me, you know, everybody is super excited about this team, and I get it. But I just know that they're going to win, and that will be good. But my entertainment factor, I think, is going to go down watching this team just because they're going to shoot so many threes. It's going to bore me to death. But we'll see what happens. I'm just telling you now that I'm going to be the old dinosaur when it comes to this basketball thing.
I'm ready for it.
Yeah.
I'm ready for it.
But again, you know, they win. Whatever. Doesn't matter.
Busy just night win. In sports, though. You got the NLCS still going on. You got the tip-off of the NBA season tonight. And I got the place for you to watch it all. It is my favorite place in the whole wide world. Dave & Buster's in Wauwatosa with flat screens as far as the eye can see. And in that amazing D&B Sports Lounge, 3 161-inch screens, 8 75-inch screens, so you're not going to miss a pitch, you're not going to miss a snap, you're not going to miss a shot over at Dave & Buster's, who also now has a new Happy Hour program with Bar Bites for $5 during Happy Hour, Monday through Friday from 3:45 until 7, and late night Sunday to Thursday from 10 p.m. until close, with Bar Bite favorites such as Asian Chicken Wonton Nachos, Spice Sweet and Spicy Kobe Meatball Sliders, Bavarian Pretzels, Mexican Street Corn Quesadillas, Loaded Pot Stickers, Guacamole and Chips, and more, all for $5. And during Happy Hour, all cocktails are now either 3, 4, or $5. Simple and affordable, just how I like it because I'm broke and not smart. And of course, no trip to Dave & Buster's would be complete without spending some time out on the Million Dollar Midway, perfect for kids of all ages, including 39-year-old kids like yours truly. And you have to check out the all-new Jurassic World Virtual Reality Expedition. It's a game, it's a ride, it's an experience, and it will blow your mind. Also, start thinking about booking your fall and holiday company parties at Dave & Buster's. Just call Ben at 414-454-0100. That's Ben at 414-454-0100, and he'll handle all the details. So all you have to do is eat, drink, play, and watch sports at my favorite place in the whole wide world, Dave & Buster's, Wauwatosa, Highway 100, just south of North Avenue and Mayfair Mall. Eric Name on the Bucks beat for The Athletic Wisconsin and on the Wendy's Big Show, looking ahead to the 2018-19 season right after this. It's Wendy's Big Show. Bucks season tips off tonight in Charlotte. We're going to talk about it with Eric Name of The Athletic coming up in just a few minutes. But first, let me tell you about Beauforting Beer, a premium craft beer from the country of Luxembourg with a family-owned brewery, and they've been brewing it to the same high standards since 1764. So how did a European craft beer get to Milwaukee? Well, let me tell you. It all started at Luxembourg Fest up in Belgium, Wisconsin, just a few years ago. A family brought Beauforting to share with festival goers, and the entire supply was gone within minutes. The reaction was so enthusiastic, the family founded a company to bring it to Milwaukee full-time, and unlike other imports, everything in the Beauforting lineup is smooth. Over 250 years of brewing expertise have been devoted to ensuring the highest drinkability. The Beauforting lineup includes the flagship Pilsner, light, crisp, refreshing, has a lot of great taste, though. The triple is strong, yet unbelievably smooth, just like me. 8% alcohol by volume, but very, very drinkable, very rare. Enjoy it, but enjoy it responsibly. And new this year to the Beauforting lineup is the Beauforting Brune, a perfectly balanced brew with hints of roasted caramel and malt. It's the perfect, easy drinking beer for fall. You can stock up on Beauforting for your next party or tailgate at Total Wine & More in Brookfield or Greenfield. It's also available on draft at Cafe Hollander, Cafe Benelux, Cafe Central, Sport Club, and the new tavern at Turner Hall, right by the new Bucks Stadium. As always, I encourage you to show me your Beauforting. Tweet it at Rami is tweeting with the hashtag show me your Beauforting. Some of you did over this last weekend, and I greatly appreciate it. It's Milwaukee's new favorite easy drinking import, Beauforting beer. Efforting Eric Name, APB, out on the Bucks beat writer for The Athletic Wisconsin.
The boy just tweeted that he was coming on the show.
Yeah, I know.
So I know he's alive.
Lines can get crossed up, man.
Yeah,
I don't know. He's in Charlotte.
I told him to call us.
There's cell reception.
Yeah, exactly.
All these things can be a problem.
That's what happens.
We're going to get Eric on the line.
It's the Spectrum Center, right? And Spectrum just rolled out their like new wireless mobile phone service.
Yes.
Do you think there's problems?
Irony.
Irony, indeed. Yeah, I guess so.
That's why you should go to DirecTV.
AT&T, baby. Sight and sound solutions.
Speaking of the NBA season, though, Sparky, you and I were having a debate before the show, and it actually started with another person who we work with here, our guy Will from the promotions department.
Yep.
Big Lakers fan. So, obviously, yep. He's all jacked up about the start of the season.
Oh, he's telling me Rondo's going to what the hell did he say? not reinvent himself. I forgot what it. Pretty much, he's going to play like he's 20-something years old again. I forgot the word he used.
Rejuvenate?
Rejuvenate himself, and that's going to happen. And don't forget about Lance Stephenson. I'm like, man, I started laughing. I'm like, if these two guys were on another team, you'd be like, man, why would you want those two old dudes for? They're on your team, and they're going to be all that in a bag of chips. You've got to be serious. That's crazy stuff.
Oh, an error.
Crazy
in
talk.
Los Angeles.
By promotions guy. Yeah, Orlando Arcia had a ball up the middle. Try to make a great play and threw the ball away.
So now a man on second, nobody out, bottom of the fifth. Brandon Woodruff still in this game and just batted for himself.
Oh, that was the second hit he gave up.
Interesting choice by Craig Council. And I mean,
he doesn't have much of a bullpen.
I mean, for Craig Council specifically, that's an interesting choice.
But he doesn't have much of a bullpen.
Yeah, Zach Davies.
Like I said, so he's got to let Woodruff pitch as much as he can. Davies beat the Dodgers both times in 2017.
Yeah, I know.
So, I mean, I don't mind going to Zach Davies, but he's gonna make Woodruff go as long as Woodruff can go. Aguilar should have had that ball.
And back to our NBA conversation real quick. So he made a prediction about his Lakers, and that was what, Sparky?
2 seed.
And I said, yeah.
And I laughed hilariously and said, you are out of your damn mind.
What?
I said, because now you're saying they're going to finish in front of Golden State.
Why don't you recognize the greatness of LeBron?
Golden State or Houston. His response was, man, they got Carmelo Anthony. They're going down. And I was like, okay. Got a lot of talent.
They won't
team.
Finish out of Golden State.
I don't care if they got Carmelo Anthony or not. Dodgers just still third. Still nobody out. So now a sacrifice fly can tie it. So we'll see what happens with Woodruff here in the fifth. But
they won't finish out of Golden State. No, nobody will.
He didn't say they would. He said they would finish in front of Houston and everybody else in the West. I don't think.
And they will.
And for me, I think the Lakers don't even finish in top four.
The only way they don't is if LeBron takes the approach that he took a couple years ago and 3 years ago when he was with the Cavs of not really giving a damn about the regular season. You know what I mean? And not really giving a damn.
He can't do that.
About seeding. But that's what I was just going to say. You can't do that in the West. Seeding is going to be critical because
a lot of teams.
You're dealing with the Golden State Warriors, the Houston Rockets, Oklahoma City. I mean, the West is stacked, and I think home court advantage could play a huge role in a playoff series, but LeBron James has himself stated before he can, rather than playing every game and playing max effort for 82 games throughout the regular season, he can take home court advantage back single-handedly in one game in a playoff series. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So I wouldn't be surprised if he still had that confidence and didn't really care where they were seated in the West when all was said and done, because he feels like he's the ultimate neutralizer, and he's a guy who can take back home court advantage in game one of any playoff series.
I told Will this, the Lakers fan, and I'm sure we'll be dealing with Roy all year on this too, another Lakers fan, that it's quite simple. Listen to me. If they win 45 games and finish as a 7 seed or whatever it is, that's a huge improvement from last year. Like, as a fan, you should be super excited if they get to that point.
Mm-hmm.
But to come in with what they have on that roster and go, well, they're going to be a 2, that's, I mean, if that's what the Laker fans in L.A. think, oh, boy, it's going to be a long season.
Who's been
for
the best team, second best team in the NBA for 3 years running now? Strikeout by Brandon Woodruff, out of the fifth inning. Who's been the second best team in the NBA for 4 years running now? I said 3 a second ago.
Golden State?
No. The second best team in the NBA.
Oh, second best team in the NBA. Houston?
No.
The Cleveland LeBron Jameses.
Exactly.
They had better record than Houston the last 4 years?
No, I just mean...
You're just making it up.
By the eye test.
Based on the Rami scale.
The team that pushed Golden State...
It's completely arbitrary.
No, it's the team that pushed Golden State farther and harder in a playoff series than any other team could have.
But they lost.
Regardless of what the standings say at the end of the regular season, when you look at head-to-head,
you know,
nobody gave Golden State as much trouble and made them work as hard for it as LeBron and the Cleveland Cavaliers did, and that was because of LeBron, single-handedly.
I'd be interested to know from Steph Curry and Kevin Durant, those guys, if they thought Cleveland was the second-best team in the NBA last year or if they thought it was Houston. I'd be interested to know. I bet you they'd say it was the Rockets.
Houston did give them a run for their money in that series last year. Didn't that go 7?
I think so. I bet you money they would say it's the Rockets. And I bet you money it's going to be the Rockets again this year. Boston is going to be very, very good, though. And the East is better in general. If you look top to bottom, Boston is going to be better. Obviously, you get some hurt players back. Toronto, I think, you know, you're exchanging Kawhi Leonard for DeMar DeRozan. I think Kawhi Leonard is better than DeMar DeRozan. So I think Kawhi Leonard is an upgrade there. So I think Toronto is better as well this year. New coach, Nick Nurse, the former assistant, but he was the one that kind of ran the offense. So there'll be somewhat of an adjustment there, but... Philadelphia, a lot of young guys. Dodgers just tied the game. RBI, base hit. Grounder up the middle off the pitcher's mound.
Was that
Ron in infield?
Was that him?
Was that who?
David
Here comes
Freeze.
Kershaw.
Was that Freeze?
Here comes... No. Kershaw's at the... was that Freeze? I can't tell.
I'm not sure.
No, I don't think... That's the catcher. I think that's Austin
Barnes with the single.
Yeah, the catcher, Austin Barnes. Yeah.
All right. I thought it was Brewer Killer.
Freeze is at the top of the lineup. Yeah, so Kershaw, it looks like he's going to continue to pitch and come out. I don't know if Kershaw was going to hit had they not got the running.
If they still needed that runner to get across, he was going to get pinch hit. Yeah, because he was in the dugout. He wasn't even in the on-deck circle.
Right.
I'm not a gambler, and I don't have any money, so I'm not talking about any serious cash here. But, Anthony, I offered Sparky a bet. I said, just give me some odds, and I'll take LeBron against the rest of the Western Conference other than the Golden State Warriors to get the 2 seed. And he wouldn't do it.
And it wasn't even in the top 10 of stupid things you've said today.
No, probably not. I mean, it is the Wendy's Big Show. Weekdays 2 to 6.
Yeah.
Stupid is what I do here on The Fan. It's Wendy's Big Show. Final few minutes here as we've kept you company throughout the afternoon. Brewers and Dodgers doing battle in Game 5 of the NLCS. That game tied at 5 now as they head to the 6th inning. It was an Austin Barnes single that brought Justin Turner home to tie things at 1. And if the Brewers don't win this game, Sparky, there is going to be 2 things that will be questioned. One, the Wade Miley strategy, although Brandon Woodruff, I think, has performed well enough that you can't really question that at this point. And 2, was I've seen some people already saying they should have walked Barnes there with the runner in scoring position and Clayton Kershaw, the pitcher spot.
It would have been a pinch hitter.
On deck. Yeah, that's the thing, is that they were going to pinch hit. And Bill Shaken, who covers the Dodgers for the LA Times, and it's a good follow if you want a view from the other side of this NLCS. He had this little tidbit out there. Austin Barnes has hits on consecutive days for the first time since April 23rd and 24th.
That's crazy.
You essentially were pitching to a pitcher there, yep, in Austin Barnes with that type of production. So if you're one of those people who was calling for walking Barnes and you still think so after I gave you that number, I don't know. Maybe stop watching baseball. I don't know, because there's no way you're walking a guy who hasn't had hits on consecutive days for the first time since April 23rd and 24th.
Man, you could have got Matt Kemp to bat there, or right, whoever was coming off their bench.
Yeah, there was a better hitter than Austin Barnes coming to the plate after that.
Instead of Kershaw.
For sure.
Right. Agreed.
Sparky, how do you see things playing out in Charlotte tonight as the Bucks tip off the season? We have about 2 minutes left in the show.
They win by 15 or 20. Something like that.
Plus, yeah, that Charlotte team that bad?
I don't think they're all that good. I mean, Kemba Walker's going to do Kemba Walker things, but Charlotte doesn't really know what the Bucks are going to do. I mean, you've got a little preseason tape on them to a certain degree, but if what's going to happen, what I think is going to happen this year is simply if the Bucks hit their threes, they're going to win a lot of games. If the Bucks can't hit their threes, then they're going to have to make a decision on what they're going to do going
forward. Are you buying that Giannis is stroking the three right now?
Dude, they want Henson to shoot the three.
No,
who cares?
No. I mean, that
doesn't matter if he is or not.
I mean that he's got the 3-point shot down. That it's going to be a consistent part of his arsenal now. We're hearing that out of Bucks camp.
All right, great. I hope it is. It's going to have to be to play in this offense, it looks like.
Yeah, for sure.
So, yeah, we'll see what happens.
All right, you don't seem convinced.
Until we see it. I mean, I need to see it for more than two games before I'm going to say, oh, yeah, here we go. I thought he improved last year, even though the numbers may not say it.
Yeah, and that's the thing.
I thought it looked better last year, the stroke.
Is that everybody expects it to happen in one offseason.
No.
He didn't even really start trying to add the 3-point game to his arsenal.
He didn't want him shooting threes.
Till last offseason was the first year he really put an emphasis on it in his offseason training. So I expect another step forward. Will he be Dirk Nowitzki? No, not right away, but I think you'll see consistent improvement year in and year out, and I'm really excited to see what Giannis and the Bucks can do. No post-game show tonight, but you'll debut your Bucks post
Friday,
on Friday,
after
right,
the home
Spark?
Opener.
Tonight, after the last pitch between the Brewers and the Dodgers in Game 5 of the NLCS, you make the switch to the Blaine's Farm and Fleet Baseball post-game show. Tim Allen and Bill Baby Tosh Schmid, hopefully talking about a Brewers win, a 3-2 series lead headed back to Milwaukee. Our thanks to Adam McAlvey for joining us during our pregame coverage. Rob Nyer, his new book, Powerball, Anatomy of a Modern Baseball Game. Ryan Wood, our Green Bay football insider, for joining us. We missed Eric Name, and we miss you, Eric Name. We'll get you next time on the Wendy's Big
phone
Show.
Phone must not be working, or cell signals in there sucks.
Or maybe he was punking us this whole time. Maybe he just really doesn't like us.
No, I don't.
Sparky Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson, Anthony Mandela.
You heard the big ears comment before.
Mother plucker.
That was Gary. He's not even on the show
I'm
right
just
now.
Saying.
That wasn't us.
I'm Robbie Backlove saying thanks for listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 2.
All right. Talk to you later. Bye.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.